Good morning, everyone. I'm going to be talking about, as Brian said, about nitropyrene impacts on nitrous oxide emissions alternate UAN rates in Indiana. And I wanted to start by saying that we've seen most of the systems so far in California, Texas, and those kind of, and Colorado, where they apply irrigation. And we've seen lots of crops, the fruit crops and lettuce and tomatoes, almonds. And I'm going to be talking about a different system, that is maize. And there's another huge difference in our system. It's a rain-fed system as opposed to the other systems that have irrigation. And we have poorly drained soils, and they are also heavier texture. So that will also impact the results. And as you'll see during the presentation, our results and our emissions will be certainly higher than what we have seen. So being that said, I'm going to make a brief introduction. Nitrous oxide, as you already know, is a potent greenhouse gas effect. It has around it has an effect of around 300 times that of a molecule of carbon dioxide. It's estimated that around 70% of the emissions, U.S. emissions, are originated from agriculture. And then nitropyrene could show potential to reduce nitrous oxide emissions from liquid and fertilizer. There has been a lot of research, and especially with nitropyrene used with anhydrous ammonia, and especially measuring nitrous oxide. But this is a new formulation of nitropyrene, and there's not a lot of research measuring nitrous oxide emissions with UAN fertilizer. Materials and methods to our experiment was a randomized complete block design. The three main factors were: the first, UAN rates. We had 0, 90, and 180 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. The second factor was the timing of application. So we had pre-plant applied, and this was applied pretty much at planting. So it was like early spring application, not in the fall. And then we also had side dress application that was around V6 growth stage of the corn. The third factor was with or without instinct, and it was applied at a rate of a kilogram per hectare when it was applied, and that's the manufacturer's recommendation. And in the plots that we had zero nitrogen and we applied instinct, the carrier we used was water. And so here's a picture that I wanted to show to let you know how we were applying instinct. Usually when farmers apply, they buy UAN mixed with instinct, but for research purposes, we have one tank, this white tank here, where we put the instinct product, and the large tank for UAN. So when in the plot that we applied the instinct, there was a pump turned on, and it was pumping the instinct into the pipeline. Then in terms of measurements, we measured greenhouse gas emissions in a 7 to 10 day interval. We used this vented chamber system, so we had anchors that were constantly on the field. The dimensions were around 70 centimeters long by 30 centimeters wide, and then we put these lids on top, and from there we took gas samples. And there's also measurements on soil properties, nitrate, ammonia, temperature, moisture, and also we have data for yield and plant and uptake. The objective of this presentation is to assess the potential of instinct for mitigating greenhouse gas emissions from maize fertilized with UAN. And the results that I will be presenting this morning and are focused mainly on pre-plant applied UAN and for the years 2010 and 2011, and also with and without the nitrification inhibitor instinct. So I wanted to start by presenting this figure. On the y-axis, we have nitrogen of nitrous oxide released in grams per hectare per day, and it's expressed in terms of days after planting. And then we have three boxes. The top box is for 0 kilograms of nitrogen applied, 90 kilograms of nitrogen applied per hectare, and the bottom box is 180 kilograms of nitrogen applied per hectare. And lastly, we have black points or dots are for treatments that didn't receive instinct, and the red ones are the ones that did receive instinct. So a couple of things I wanted to point out from these figures. First, and as we have seen all along the talks, and it's fairly known, as we increase the nitrogen rate, the profile of nitrous oxide emissions is increased, and we can see this as we go from 0 to 90 to 180. We have higher peaks, and hence we have higher emissions of nitrous oxide. And one of the other things I wanted to point out from this figure is that usually the red dots are below the black dots. So when we are applying the nitrification inhibitor, we are getting a reduction in the amount of nitrous oxide that is being released. There are certain exceptions when you see at the graph, but that's the general trend to have a reduction in the amount of emissions. This is a similar graph, but this is for the year 2010. So we have again 0, 90, and 180 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. Again, there's an increase in the profile of nitrous oxide emissions as we increase nitrogen rate. And one of the things that caught my attention was especially for 180 kilograms of nitrogen applied, we had this point here at 20 days after planting in which with the nitrification inhibitor we had a significantly bigger or higher peak than when we didn't have the nitrification inhibitor. So for this particular date, I was analyzing some of the soil parameters that we took. And from this, I ran a multiple regression, including nitrate content, ammonium content, soil temperature, and soil moisture. And it had an R-square of 0.6. And of these factors, the ammonium concentration was the one that accounted for the highest variability. And these plots with Instinct at that sampling time happened to have higher ammonium concentration than the ones without. So that's part of the explanation for this peak. So with these profiles, we can have an idea of the distribution of the nitrous oxide emissions, and we can see the profiles and differences between nitrogen rates. But this is hard to get an idea from this of the cumulative nitrous oxide that has been released. So one of the things I did was integrate the area under the curve, and in that way I can have an estimate of the cumulative nitrous oxide that has been released during the growing season. So in this table that I have in this slide, we have 0, 90, and 180, so these are the nitrogen rates, and then we have Instinct treatments. We have in black without, and in red we have with Instinct. And these are the means for years 2010 and 2011. I wanted to point out also that the growing season for 2011, or at least the period that we sampled, included 140 days from planting, and the one for 2011 were 97 days. So the periods were similar. And what we can see in this table is that there's a consistent reduction in the mean nitrous oxide release when we applied this nitrification inhibitor. So, and this is consistent for 0, 90, and 180, we always see a reduction. And you might be asking, where are the statistics for this? Well, part of the answer is here. We had this distribution for the data. It was not normally distributed. So in order to analyze and make ANOVAs for that data, I ran a Box-Cox procedure in SAS, and it turned out that the natural logarithm transformation was the one that would best address this non-normal distribution. So after log transforming the data, I ran an ANOVA for the natural logarithm of cumulative nitrous oxide, and of course there was a really small p-value for nitrogen rate, but what we are most interested in is in the effect of the nitrification inhibitor in this case. And if we consider an alpha of 0.10, we could think that this effect was significant in reduction. So I included this table for you to see the log transform data, but also I included the means of the emissions average across the 2 years and also all the other treatments. So there's also, you can see here the reduction in the amount of nitrous oxide that has been released. Well, they have already explained in previous talks about emission factors, so I won't spend a lot of time with that. But in this table, I also calculated emission factors. So we have for nitrogen rate 90 and 180. And then we have Instinct treatments. So we have without Instinct, we had an emission factor of 1.5 for 90 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. And we had an emission factor of 1.65% for 180 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. And then here I calculated the emission factors for treatments receiving instinct, and I calculated this in two ways and wanted to show it in two ways. The first, well, it would be actually the second row, but the first way in which I calculated these emission factors was by using the control plot that receives zero nitrogen and instinct. So you can see that here the E0 for this row would be plots with zero nitrogen and instinct, and then the last row would be I used the same plot relative to everything, so it was a zero nitrogen plot and without instinct, so we have both values here. And one of the things that is worth pointing out is that pretty much in all the cases we are above the 1% suggested by IPCC, and we can get to a below 1% when we reduce nitrogen rate and we apply instinct. But there is a trade-off there when we are reducing nitrogen rate and we are also losing yield potential, and the yield obtained in these situations will be lower than the yield that we obtain at higher nitrogen rates. So taking that into account is another way in which we can express this information. And we are expressing the information not only now in terms of total nitrous oxide that has been released, but we are including a component of the productiveness of the system. In some way, we can have a better idea of the efficiency of the system, because now we have on y-axis nitrous oxide, nitrogen emissions, and they are divided by yield. So with this figure, we are having an idea of per unit of yield that has been produced, how much nitrous oxide is being released to the atmosphere. And we can see in green bars are the bars that had instinct, and orange bars are bars without instinct. And the biggest effect it's obtained when we have medium nitrogen rates of 90 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. But in 180, we had higher yields, and there was still a reduction in the amount of nitrous oxide being released to the atmosphere. So the conclusions of these studies, first, I'm pointing out some of the reductions here that we had. So for zero nitrogen plots, there was a 22% reduction in the nitrous oxide it emitted. There was a 40% reduction for 90 kilograms of nitrogen applied, and around 20% for 180 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. Log transform data, if we consider an alpha of 0.10, was significantly reduced by the use of instinct. Then another thing is that the nitrous oxide emissions factor were almost all the time about IPCC norm of 1%. And then nitrous oxide over yield demonstrated the combined system benefits of N rate reduction and nitrification inhibitor use. And I think it's also a way of assessing the efficiency of the system and not just considering total volume of nitrous oxide released, but also how much nitrous oxide is being released per unit of grain that is being produced. And maybe the fifth conclusion that is not there, but I was thinking as I was listening to Venturia's presentation, and especially the question that he posed, is there a chance to reduce nitrous oxide emissions and increase nitrogen use efficiency? Well, from my research, and I could say it depends. It depends on which nitrogen use efficiency parameter we are considering, but data from 1 year, I found that nitrous oxide reductions and also a slight increase in yield. And I also found a significant increase in agronomic efficiency when we are applying instinct. So that's all. I wanted to thank Dr. Tony Vine, my advisor, also Dr. Doug Smith and Brad Chorn, and also thank Dow for providing funding for this research. And I will take any questions if you have some.
Broad range.
Yeah, the question is that we have two nitrogen rates, 90 and 180, and it's a broad range, and if we would expect to find any in-between range that would be both agronomically and economically efficient. With data from last year and considering nitrogen uptake at R6, I found a significant increase in nitrogen uptake at 180 kilograms of nitrogen per hectare. So I could say that we need to do more research in that sense and put smaller gaps in between and analyze if we can cut down on nitrogen and applying the nitrification inhibitor, if we can still get the same yield as if we had a higher yield. And that's what we tried to do this year, and we had an experiment where we had multiple nitrogen rates, shorter gaps, and with and without instinct, and they got destroyed by hail. So I cannot answer the question right now.
Yeah. Let's thank him.